From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters. Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Man, I got to tell you, what a 3 days this has been. Good heavens. I got to tell you, if you've never gone, you know, obviously we're spending some time talking about this today. It would be nice. I wish I could broadcast from the floor of the convention every year, as I'm able to do at SHOT Show, but that three-hour time difference, you know, the show being from 1 to 2 during the weekday, and, you know, in the early evening on the weekend when you're on the West Coast, Pacific time, man, I love Pacific time. God, I wish I could move out to Arizona tomorrow. I guess I could. I'd have to do a solo, so I guess I'm not going to do that, but nonetheless, I would love to have been able to broadcast from the floor. You know, Tom Gresham was broadcasting Gun Talk today from the FN booth. Had a chance to talk with his son, Ryan. And what an opportunity to meet him. I didn't get a chance to see Tom out there, but I know he was broadcasting from the FN booth. So I missed the show, and I know it was good because it's Tom Gresham. He's legendary. But I wish I was able to do that from the time because the show is live, and unfortunately I'm unable to do that because the show closed. Would love to do that with you sometime. But either way, we're spending some time with you today talking about that three-hour roundup. During the 3 hours of the program, the roundup of the NRA convention, because it's freedom, man. That's what it is. It's flat-out freedom. And as I was talking with AWR, if you were listening to the previous hour, it is palpable. You can feel it. You can sense it. You can cut it. It is literally in the air. There is energy in a room that big, filled with that many people, for the same reason. And it's interesting to me. It always fascinates me. I can't help but think in these terms. The vast majority of those 80,000 people were armed. I haven't read anything yet. And I was in the building. And I haven't heard anything, read anything, nor did I witness anything bad happen. And I find that fascinating because the enemies of that gathering, of freedom-loving Americans, of you and your neighbors and your family and your friends, like to paint us as dangerous. I read you the email earlier from the Every Town for Gun Safety crew. The extremists that we are, the dangerous people we are. I would submit to you the dangerous people are responsible for 1,000 shootings in the city of Chicago through yesterday. That number's higher since we began the program today. And it will be higher tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after. If I'm a dangerous extremist as a law-abiding, responsibly armed American, what does that make the individuals in Chicago responsible for the 1,000 shootings and the hundreds of deaths resulting? What does that make them? And why don't I hear them talk in the same terms about them as they do me? Why? Have you ever asked yourself that question? When you find yourself in a room filled with 80,000 freedom-loving Americans, just like you, your friends, your neighbors, your family, your coworkers, your doctors, your lawyers, your Indian chiefs. Yeah, there were a lot of pro-gun attorneys there, believe me. Not all attorneys are a bunch of liberals. But I ask myself that question. Have you ever thought about that yourself? If what they say is true, then how can this be? Why are they painting me this way and silent on what is happening in Chicago, for example? Now, there's lots of little cities, Detroit, Baltimore, St. Louis. I could go on and on and on. By the way, you know who controls those cities, right? Do I have to spell that out to you? D. That's how you spell it. But I digress. But ask yourself that question. Why am I the dangerous person? Why am I the dangerous extremist? When in reality, we all know the dangerous extremists are murdering people in the cities I just mentioned and many others. So that makes you question then, if you're critically thinking, what is their end game? Why are they attacking me and not them? Why are they blaming me for the actions of evil? What is their end game? Their end game is to end my existence as a gun owner. How do they do that? Well, they demonize me. They put me in the same ballpark as the evil monsters in any city in America, quite frankly. We talk about Chicago because the numbers are so atrocious in Chicago. And, of course, because they have the wish list of gun control, just like California, where gun control stopped nothing, didn't stop San Bernardino, which, by the way, was a revolver. It wouldn't any of their crazy laws wouldn't have stopped it anyway. Wouldn't have mattered. But to use their laws and as an example, how do you answer the fact, because they're not talking about it in the mainstream media, because it doesn't push their narrative, it destroys their narrative, actually. But how do you answer the fact that none of their laws, everything in existence, that an individual passed a background check, was carrying a revolver, didn't stop what happened? What is it they're after? What they're after is eventual confiscation. They're not going to stop. They're not going to go away. And I want to point something out on the piece that I didn't talk about in the previous 2 hours when I was, and again, this is your homework assignment. I ask you this all the time. I'm going to ask you to do it now. It's very, very important. Everytown for Gun Safety, everytown.org. Go there. Sign up, please. Read the emails. Get on the list. Read the emails. Needless to say, we've got our work cut out for us. That's why I'm asking you to help us fight back against these radical policies that would completely gut our gun laws. You know, like the ones that didn't work in California, like the ones they want for you around the country to model after Chicago, which we all see the numbers there, compared to 80,000 armed Americans in Atlanta who hurt no one. Atlanta was the safest city in America this weekend. The facts bear that out. But they're begging for your money. They're begging for your funds. And they're talking about how the NRA, and Donald Trump, in fact, is paying back the NRA, the $30 million that the NRA donated to fund his campaign, his evil campaign. This from an organization who takes tens of millions of dollars from Michael Bloomberg. This from an organization whose heads are protected by armed security. This from an organization whose minions defend the armed protection of their leaders while demonizing you, a responsibly armed American, of which there are well over 100 plus million of. So I say these things to you to think about. You can't ever stop thinking about these things. The moment you begin to stop thinking about these things or forget them or think, we've got a gun-friendly president in office. I heard Mark on Armed American Radio talking about what Trump said. I mean, yeah, I agree with him. I do believe my gun rights are safe. I no longer have to be concerned. I no longer have to worry. The moment you get to that point, we run the risk of another 8 years of what we had prior to Donald Trump. We run the risk again of our children losing the Supreme Court down the road. We can never let that happen. And as long as there's breath in my body, I'm going to remind you of that every week. And one certain way to stay abreast of these things, besides listening to Armed American Radio or besides listening to Tom Gresham or whatever podcast you like, hopefully you're listening to all of them, and besides reading the magazines and attending the conferences and training and taking people shooting and educating people, is to read what they say, to watch what they do. How do you do that? You do that by doing your homework, as I tell you every week, by reading the propaganda that they put out. Because remember, this is the propaganda they're giving to their what they believe to be their members. There are no members. There are just Facebook likes. There are just Facebook likes. It's a social media organization. They can't fill the Georgia World Congress Center. They can't fill Nashville Convention Hall. They can't fill Dallas, Fort Worth. They can't fill Los Angeles, Chicago. They can't do it. But you can. But they have money and rhetoric and media behind them, and it's very, very important. It's vital that you stay in touch. When we come back, John Adine, Dr. John Adine, will be here. He's been holding, and I do apologize. We'll get to him in just a second. You heard him on The Daily Show last week. We're going to bring him here because now that the convention's over, we want to talk with him. And then following him, Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio is going to be here. We'll be right back after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Let's continue this thing. We're on a roll. Sean, how you doing today?
What?
How you doing today, Sean? Doing good?
I do very well, considering where I was about a week ago.
Yeah, that was a mess. Well, we're glad to have you back, and glad you're feeling better. Now, we've got Dr. John Adine on the line, correct?
Yes, sir.
Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners. John, welcome to the program, brother. You're safely back down in San Antonio, Texas, after being in Atlanta today,
is that
right?
Yeah, I rolled in about 15 minutes ago, so it was tight.
It was tight. I'm glad you made it. Tell me something. You were here, and I had the opportunity to spend a couple of days with you and got to barbecue while armed with you and all that fun stuff. Tell me something. Now that the convention is over, did it live up to what we talked about and to what you thought it would be? Of course, I'm talking about the National Rifle Association annual meetings of 2017, celebrating 146 years of NRA battling for our civil rights, the nation's oldest civil rights organization. Did it live up to your expectations, John?
Yeah, it did. And in fact, one of the highlights was, of course, listening to President Trump give his speech to the membership. And, I thought that was pretty good. I was in the nosebleed back row seats, but, with those giant.
Who cares?
It's like being there. I mean, you can see him way in the distance. But, what he says, I think it holds a lot of water. You know, it was a thank you, for the support that we gave him to help him get elected. And he made some promises of making sure that he's going to guard our rights and that he's going to appoint justices to the Supreme Court and judges to the courts that will be constitutional judges and not people with an agenda. And so, that's really all we can ask at this stage of the game from him. Later on, he's going to have to sign some bills if we can get them through Congress, which is going to be another story. But all in all, I thought that the speech that he gave was pretty good. And I also wanted to listen to my senator, Ted Cruz, who followed a couple of speakers later.
Well, he knocked it out of the park. Ted Cruz it out of the park.
And I've heard him talk before. I actually, about 6 weeks ago, he spoke at the Texas State Rifle Association meeting, and I happened to be there. Also, John Cornyn was there. And when you compare the two, Ted is definitely head and shoulders above John Cornyn, frankly, especially when it comes to Second Amendment things.
And it's John Cornyn that filed the National Reciprocity Bill in the Senate.
Yes.
So.
But it's not as strong of a bill as the House bill.
We're not going to have issues. I don't think if we're going to have issues at all with that bill, it's going to come from the Senate. And whatever comes out of the House is going to look entirely different by the time it gets to Trump's desk.
Yeah.
So it remains to be seen if there's a threat to that bill failing at all. It's going to come from the Senate. We're going to need to pull about 8 Democrats over. I think that is totally doable. I think we can make that work. You've got Democrats that are up for re-election in states that Trump won, and this is a surefire way for them anyway to play politics. Now, that's just, as much as I hate to tell you it's Washington. It's what happens. It's the swamp. It is what it is. Politics is inherent in this game. There's no way around it, so we want to play it the proper way. But I am hopeful, and I do believe that Trump will see a national reciprocity bill on his desk sooner rather than later. But I don't want to rush through that. I want it to
no,
be a good bill.
No, we need to get it right.
It needs to be right the first time. It's not something that we want to do on a state level where we can revisit what we didn't get next year. Now, New Jersey, I know, I'm talking to you. Good things in New Jersey is how few crappy things get through, okay? Illinois, same thing. California, same thing. All you Petri dish states out there that are controlled by the Blue Party, the Democrats, a handful, 7-8 of you out there, but the rest of America's freedom is blowing right by you. There's a Michigan constitutional carry on the table now in Michigan. It's constitutional carries rolling across the country. But where I'm going with this is that the states, if they don't get it now, John, they can go back and revisit it next legislative session. We do it here in the state. It's incrementalization. That's the term I coined quite some time ago. Okay. Once this thing gets through the Senate, whatever bill gets on the desk and it's signed, they're not going to revisit it again. This is it.
Yep.
Now you might see something 2, 3, 4, but when it goes to this, we've got to get this right. So have some patience. AWR Hawkins reminded us in the previous hour, John, that it's possible. I'll cover that. I've got one segment with you. I'll go into too much of that with you. But the bottom line is, I think we're going to get the bill. Let me leave it at that. Okay. Are you hopeful we're going to get the bill?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think something's going to end up on his desk. It's just hopefully, being from New Jersey myself, you know, I grew up there. I have lots of friends there and family there. I want to see them be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights like I do in Texas.
Well, national reciprocity fixes that. It does that for New York. It does that for California. That's why they're screaming like crazy. That's why they hate it. That's why every town for gun safety is going nuts, because they're losing, and that's what losers do. Okay? Desperate people do desperate things. So they're ramping up their rhetoric. They're taking money from Bloomberg, all while telling you that Donald Trump is paying back the NRA. Michael Bloomberg has given their organizations far more money than the National Rifle Association spent on getting Trump elected. Okay? So, again, I'm hopeful. And I have to leave it there, John. I really do. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but I have to say I'm hopeful. I think we're going to see the bill. I just don't know when. I'd love to be able to tell you people. And I'll go back to what AWR said so I don't leave you hanging with that. But he made it very clear that there were some folks at the NRA that were listening to Trump that just thought they didn't hear everything they wanted to hear because he didn't specifically say national reciprocity. That's not what I was looking for in Trump's speech. What I wanted to do was shore up my support and know, hey, I'm comfortable knowing that this guy has my back. Did you come away with that?
Absolutely. In fact, I was thinking the same thing as you were saying it. I'm thinking exactly, he's got our back. And that's where really he's reassuring us that, look, I'm not going to do anything to double-cross you. You guys were faithful to me. I'm going to be faithful to you. And we're going to, together, we're going to get some good things done. In this next 4 years. I mean, he's only 100 days into his presidency. Come on, guys.
Oh, come on. You think, come on. If you're watching the media, come on. Chuck Schumer is up with Wallace on Fox News right now on one of these monitors. I have a hard time even looking at the guy's face, let alone listening to what comes out of his obnoxious mouth. Thanks again for that, New York. Come on. You can't find any better than that? Give me a break, man. It's time to give America a break from these people. But having said that, again, I'm going to have to digress. They're making it sound like he's 4 years into his fourth year, and he's been in office 100 days. So again, this is the media coming after him. John, did you find it ironic that the CNN fake news freedom haters were right there in the same complex as the National Rifle Association annual meetings this year?
I think it's a nice poke in the eye to those guys because they are the epitome of fake news, aren't they? I mean, really, and every hotel. And every public place, they got CNN playing because it's the hometown venue. You know, so in Texas, I turn it off. I'm sorry, but that's...
Well, no, you got to watch it for humor. You a little bit. You got to watch it for humor from time to time. Hey, John, I'm sorry we're running out of time. Well, I'm glad you called in, and I want to let you get to where you're going. I know you've had a long day traveling, and you know, having been able to see you all weekend, I had a great time with you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing DRGO. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership to the forefront again on Armed American Radio. And we'll have you back on the show soon, okay?
Great. And I just want to take credit for getting Mark Walters and Bill Frady together. That was me doing that. So I'm going to
a little bit. You did. You brought him over to the booth. It'd been a while since I've talked to Bill, and we're going to bring his voice to Armed American Radio right after you. So thank you for bringing him over to the booth. I'll
My
give
pleasure.
Credit where it is due. Dr. John Adeen, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Look him up. Believe me, he's got your back. You ever get that physician that asks you if you're a gun owner? Go check out Dr. John Adeen and DRGL. We'll be back right after this with Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
All right. This is going to be a fun half hour. Now, that's Mark Wills bringing us back in, by the way. Mark Wills, a good friend of mine, and had an opportunity to watch him. But it's funny. Mark Wills literally lives right down the street from me and not too far from these Crossbreed Holster studios as well. A couple miles, if that, as the crow flies. And the only way I get to see him is at these venues. Now, this one happened to be in the Atlanta metro area, so I got to spend a little bit more time with him. But it's fun to watch him get up and play. And I hope, if you were there, I hope you saw him at the FN booth yesterday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern time. He's a great guy. And, man, so pro-gun. Has hosted lots of television stuff. He's got your back as well, too. We're looking forward, as we always say when we get together, to bringing him back to the show. But he's busy. It's summertime. He's touring. He plays the Grand Ole Opry about once a month on Fridays. So keep your eyes peeled. Keep it locked here. We'll let you know when Mark Wills is coming back. He's always a fun guest to have on the show. All right. My next guest is somebody I've known for a long time and somebody that, quite frankly, I should have had on the program. Let's just say it's been too long. Bill Frady, host, Lock and Load Radio. How you doing, brother?
I am good. Good to talk to you again after our fun, I don't know how long it was, but it was, seemed like a, it was just a seamless conversation, wasn't it, that we had the other,
it was.
Yesterday?
It was. Yeah. You know, we had an opportunity to get together and talk about some things we hadn't talked about. You know, we're all in this together, And gosh, I got to tell you, it's one of those things that you look back and you think, man, it's been that long since we've chatted. That is absolutely, utterly ridiculous. And we made arrangements for you to come on this program. And I think bringing me on your program. We started talking about next Thursday. Earlier today, I got to thinking, why not now? Why wait?
Well, see, you're that special breed. Didn't you just come off the floor at the Congress Center like a few hours ago and you're doing a live broadcast?
Yeah, I actually did, yes.
See, when a lunatic like that calls me and says, why not now? My answer is going to be, why not now? Absolutely.
Why not now?
Why not now?
Look, let's talk a little bit about Lock and Load Radio. Bill, you've been doing this for a long time. You're 7 years in now? Is that what it is?
Five years in.
Okay, so you started out Lock and Load Radio 5 years ago. You're on what, 11 stations now?
I'm on 11 stations now. Yeah,
awesome.
I have a sort of a rough time because I'm competing with the Ramseses and the Hannity's, but we're making a little headway here and there. Yes, sir. Of course, you know.
That's the nature of daytime radio, brother, and that is what it is. I know I fight that battle 5 days a week as well. I think we've gotten it up to right around 30. Stations, but regardless, between the two of us, we're on nearing 50 radio stations. That's not bad, my friend, getting this message out. So tell people where they can find Lock and Load Radio, what time you're on, and where they can tune in to listen to you.
The easiest place to go would be to go to GCN Live. I'm with Genesis Communications. Go to GCNLive.com. I am on channel 5 of we got 6 concurrent boards running at home, so I'm on channel 5. 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday.
Man, you got those hours, man, and you're competing with them in the evening there. I'm about an hour before you. But regardless of all that, fun stuff on Lock and Load Radio. Let me ask you some of the same questions I've asked my previous guests. Of course, we're talking about the National Rifle Association annual meetings. 2017 is now in the books. Here it was. You were just a stone's throw away. You had a couple and a half hour drive, right?
Yes, sir. Right out of the upper right. South Carolina. Yeah.
What did you take away from this? What did you think of what you saw? Let's talk attendance first. There, a lot of people, Bill, are talking about the Trump effect, and I think we touched on this during a private conversation yesterday on the floor. The Trump effect. Oh man, gun sales are down. Well, gun sales are still at a record high. They're just slowing, but they're still in record territory. NICS checks are slowing, still in record territory. A lot of people were concerned. I watched it very carefully. Attendance, I thought, would be key. Maybe there's truth to that. If I saw the attendance drop a little bit, would that be a Trump effect? What did you take away? What did you see on the floor? Give us your idea.
Saturday, when you're walking down the main aisle and down the middle of the venue, if somebody passed out and fallen, you know, they wouldn't have fallen over because they'd have been held up by the swell of people. It was shoulder to shoulder all day Saturday. Yesterday or today, I came in right at the very opening of it, and in about 30 minutes, it was getting to where you couldn't hear yourself anymore over the din that was constantly going on.
I think
wasn't March the 10th largest month on record for NICS checks this past March?
It was.
Yeah, so I think the Trump effect is a little bit like when the politicians get out there and say they're going to cut spending, which what they're actually doing is just slowing the growth.
Slowing the growth, right, exactly.
Growth. You know, it's still happening. I mean, what, women are still the biggest growing segment of gun buyers in the United States. Gun culture 2.0, they don't know about the Trump effect. They're still coming. So, yeah, this is just, but then again, you and I both know that all of the guns only belong to, in the United States, only belong to 35 white guys. So.
Yeah, it's the 35 white guys, that 35 old fat white guys, old fat redneck white guys, old fat extremist redneck white guys, old fat extremist dangerous redneck white guys, to use their phrase. The fact of the matter is, and it's hard to tell. I really couldn't put my finger on what I saw on that floor. The Georgia World Congress Center was set up in such a way that you could walk down that main aisle, literally look from one end to the other, and then on maybe 25 yards to the right and 25 yards to the left, you could see everything. I thought it was the greatest venue of any one of these events I've been to over the last, you know, decade and a half. I thought it was wonderful. But it made gauging the crowd size a little tough. Now, you and I are going to be able to talk about those numbers on both of our respective shows probably tomorrow. when those numbers come out, right? And it's going to be interesting to see. I heard some people say, I don't think it's going to hit 50 this year. I said, I think you're nuts. I think it's going to be close to 80, but not quite to 80,000, which is about where it was last year. We're going to find out. But it's not going to be a barometer, I don't think, of that Trump effect that the media likes to call it. Do you?
Well, I mean, you know, Friday Trump was there. And when Trump's there, the Secret Service, Department of Homeland Security is there. It makes parking a nightmare and all this other stuff. That might have held things up, but still, it was still busting at the seams. It was 53 rows deep of vendors, of what, 40 or 60 vendors per row, with a venue that stretched. I mean, that was like the interior. That was like an indoor housing development, like a subdivision.
Yeah.
That's how much space was in there. So it's sort of hard to tell, but I mean, I never saw a row that I could just walk down nonchalantly without having to dodge like I was a running back or something trying to take some yardage. I doubt very seriously that we're going to see any sort of Trump effect as far as that part of it is concerned.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I mean, the media will play that off. You know, the same media that will give a couple dozen, three dozen orange-clad angry folks who don't like you because you're a dangerous person, like we just said, that old fat white guy. Who, you know, it's us old 35 old fat white guys that are buying all the guns, by the way, is what I meant to say previously. But it's going to be interesting to see those numbers. I'm looking forward to it. All right. What else? I have to. Could you smell the freedom in the air when you walked through this place? Was it palpable to you like it was to the rest of us?
Well, you know, I've heard how racist we are, you know, and yet here I am bumping into Master Ray, who I've had on the show, you've had on your show.
Right, right.
This kid's going into gangland and taking the gospel, right? And he's hanging out with us. I saw Marcus Weldon running around. He's been just torn left and right, unjustly, I think. I haven't read all the details because he just gave me his book, and I've only just become a bit aware of his story. But he's there. You know, I saw all kinds of young people there. I saw all kinds of nationalities there. You know, I'm quite enthusiastic about our future. I know that we've got some things going on right now where everybody might be sitting back saying there's nothing to worry about, but it may maybe
that's complacency, brother.
This is the time to move the chain. This is the time to move the ball down the field and ensure that we got nothing to worry about.
We're going to take a break right now, Bill. When we come back, that's exactly where I want to go with you. What a perfect way to segue back when we come back in from the break, because I want to talk with you a little bit about the Second Amendment Foundation and remind you, as a gun owner, of what you just heard Bill say. Complacency is basically where he was going with that. We can't get complacent. I want to tell you why we need to support the Second Amendment Foundation next. They're not getting enough due here. We'll be back right after this with Bill Frady.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, a free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeThereProtector.com. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
It is hard to believe that this program is getting ready to come to a close after this segment. It flies right by. Each of these individual hours is what I like to say the fastest hour on radio. Absolutely incredible. But it has been an amazing week. It's a weekend. It's been an amazing week. That began for me really about Wednesday last week, leading up to today in the close of this great gathering of patriots in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, the safest city in all of America over the last few days. If everything they tell you were true, Atlanta would have been a bloodbath because you're the dangerous extremist. I read it to you earlier. I'm not going to waste your time reading it again. Just believe me when I tell you. That's what I told you earlier if you just tuned in. I read you the garbage from the left. We're the dangerous extremists. And it couldn't be further from the truth, as evidenced by the fact that nothing except freedom and patriotism rang true in Atlanta, Georgia for the weekend at the 2017 National Rifle Association annual meetings. I'm now talking with Bill Frady. Bill and I were talking outside the Second Amendment Foundation booth about some things. Bill, welcome back to the program, Lock and Load Radio. Again, where can people hear it?
The best way to find it is at gcnlive.com. I have an affiliate list. It won't take you long to read it. If I'm in your locale, you'll know it really quick.
And you can pick it up right there on the internet too, right? You can listen. Listen live?
Right. Yes.
Okay, there you go. From anywhere in the country, you can listen to Lock and Load Radio. All right. You know, we were talking about, obviously, National Rifle Association, the big to-do over the weekend, as it is every year, no matter what city it's in. But I want to remind people of the Second Amendment Foundation. We were talking there next to their booth. Alan Gottlieb, of course, was there. He's a regular contributor to this program. Bill, I don't know if you knew this, but did you know it was the Second Amendment Foundation suit that twice overturned the city of San Francisco's handgun ban and forced scores of other cities to back away? Did you know it was their lawsuit? Now, I know you know the answer to that, but it was, wasn't it?
Well, you know, 2AF, they are the pit fighters in the advocacy. Each one of these guys seem to occupy some little niche. And Alan Gottlieb and Alan Gura and all of these guys that come in there, they are really the ones that take it in there. Because politics, all politics are local. And they go to the locale and they change the dynamic. And I've always admired that about them, because in a lot of cases, you'll see a lot of rhetoric, and quite unheralded, Gottlieb sends his troops out and they go out there and do the deed without a whole lot of fanfare, but it changes everything, doesn't it?
It not only does it change everything, it gets very little play until the court cases make it up through the appellate process and then eventually turn into something of the magnitude of Heller v. D.C. or McDonald v. Chicago. Number two, did you know it was the Second Amendment Foundation? I'm talking to the listener now. Did you know it was a Second Amendment Foundation suit that overturned a law the city of New Haven passed, that's in Connecticut, that banned the sale of handguns and stopped a number of other Connecticut towns from passing the same law? Did you know that? Number three, did you know it was the Second Amendment Foundation's legal efforts that have destroyed city gun bans, stopped the BATFE? I like to call them this, Bill, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives, because I get so mad when I look at the bureaucracy. And it's not the individual people that work at alcohol, tobacco, at ATF. It's the bureaucracy. You feel the same way?
Absolutely. I mean, how many agents wanted to blow the whistle Fast and Furious before Codrea got a hold of it? And I mean, all he and Vanderbilt got was crosstalk that was going on between them. Those guys are just, street cops with a different sort of purview. And without a doubt, they want to bust crime. They want to interdict. But these appointees, they're just out there. It's just a stepping stone on their resume to whatever else they think they're going to be. So, I mean, it's
politicized. I mean, I think you'll agree with me that it's politicized. When it becomes politicized, it becomes weaponized. And we saw that through what's-his-face's 8 years. We don't say his name on the program anymore because he's history. Now he's out taking money from folks he said he would never take money from. So if you don't see what happened there, I don't know. We'll move on. But it was the Second Amendment Foundation's legal efforts that have destroyed city gun bans and stopped ATF harassment of gun owners and protected people falsely accused. Number four, it was the SAF suit that forced Los Angeles to issue concealed carry licenses to gun owners. Now, that court case is continuing to work its way through the appellate process, and we are hopeful that we will get, particularly with Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, at least to hear this case. We're trying to challenge these things now in a quote-unquote more friendly environment. It was a Second Amendment Foundation suit that stopped gun confiscation in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Bet you might not have known that one. It was a Second Amendment Foundation suit that forced the state of Ohio to pass a law allowing concealed carry of firearms for self-defense. That wasn't all that long ago, Bill, as you know. And it was a SAF amicus brief that helped overturn the Washington, D.C. gun ban at the Federal Appeals Court and at the U.S. Supreme Court, of course, being Heller v. D.C. It was a Second Amendment Foundation suit that killed Chicago's handgun ban and extended the Second Amendment protection to all 50 states, otherwise known as the 2010 McDonald v. Chicago case. And it was a Second Amendment Foundation suit that overturned the Illinois and Washington, D.C. bans on carry, forcing legal concealed carry. $150 for a life membership to this organization, or buy a bumper sticker from them for $1 while you're there and help fund it. This is the group going forward now. And I'm not saying you don't need to be a member of any other organization, obviously, but we need to focus on these court cases because this is how we're going to move our agenda forward, isn't it, Bill? Now that we're here, right?
Well, I mean, this is the time to do it without a doubt. And the people that are in place that can do it are the ones that need to be supported because they're already in place to make that happen. And, I get this vision of Mr. Gottlieb as this guy gets a dollar and wrings everything he can out of it. I mean, he gets his dollar's worth without a doubt. There's no waste of that dollar. So, especially with the successes they've had over time. And, this is the time to let these dogs loose. I mean, these are the dogs of war. This is the kind of stuff that happens that nobody ever hears about. You don't see it. It's not sexy. It's not a sexy thing that they do. But when they go out, their results are just pure gold. And
boy, it is sexy when they win, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Too sexy for their shirt.
For their shirt. Let me tell you something. When they pull a Heller VDC, a McDonald, now, I can tell you this. I don't want to take Alan's thunder. He will be here next week, but he, 80,000 other people are traveling back and forth today. So we'll give him a little bit of a break right there. He's had one heck of a week. But I will say this, that there has been another case filed. That much I will tell you. It has been filed. It is public record now, but I won't take that thunder. I'll let him talk about it next week so I don't steal anything from him. But this is how we move this agenda forward, and this is why it is just so vital that we try to tamp down what we're calling that Trump effect. I'm not calling it the Trump effect. Media likes to call it the Trump effect. The anti-gunners like to call it the Trump effect. And they want you. They want to create that narrative, don't they, Bill, that there is a Trump effect? Because now they're going after it. You know, this is a generational fight. Psychology.
Well, I refer,
gun sales are down.
I refer to them as the fake stream. You know, one of the reasons that Trump was as successful as he was is because of talk radio. There's a different way to disseminate information now. And nobody believes the fake stream anymore. They've seen too many examples of the favoritism or the making up of the information. And, you know, sales figures certainly don't bear it out. I think there's some dust settling and everything else, and we're either going to see a boom in another part of the industry,
you
maybe
will.
Training or there's a whole lot of new stuff coming out of the NRA meeting. I mean, there's some new stuff coming out that's really good stuff.
It's all coming out. Hey, Bill, I got to cut you there, brother. I hate to do it. Fastest hour in radio.
Hey, listen, one question.
There we go.
Do you call your audience Marx Marauders or Walter's Warriors?
I don't know. I'll have to think about that one and get back to you, but I'm looking forward to joining you on Lock and Load. Got to cut out of here. Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio. You heard where to listen to it. Just Google it up. In the meantime, carry on. Carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Why would you ever do that? I will see you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.